Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we got a lot going on. Junkies here on 106.7 The Fan, NBC Sports Washington. As always, presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss. Structure, accountability, results. The standard for weight loss in the area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. Cakes, Valdez, Drab have an appearance tonight at Proper 21.
We do, yes.
You can join them tonight. That's the warm-up act for Saturday. But join them tonight, 6 to 8 p.m.
We would love to see you there. Apparently, Valdez is telling everybody he's going to tell whoever comes up to what my net worth is. Yes. I don't know how he's going to get that to that number.
Come say hi. I'll tell you Kings' exact net worth.
I guarantee you whatever number you give him, it'll be in the ballpark.
But
it'll be close.
It's the warm-up because Saturday is our favorite party of the year, annual summer dress party. It is at Whitlow's on Wilson starting at 4 p.m. Whitlow's on Wilson, where it's good times with good friends. You can get more details at thefandc.com/summer. And Aaron Hawksworth is one of our good friends who you can listen to right here on 106.7 The Fan.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having me. I'm really disappointed I can't be at your party this year.
You're going to be overseeing Wayne Beanie.
Yes. Well, what's great is you're such a good sport that you're coming in to help promote it, and you're wearing a sundress and everything anyway.
Very nice.
How cool is Aaron for doing
that? I'll be there in spirit, and I want all the ladies to come have a good time at Whitlow's with you because it's so much fun. A lot of my girlfriends who went last year are already like, are you going? Are you going? So I know they're going to be there anyway, even though
good.
I can't be there.
So the game is at, what, 7 that night?
Yeah, 8. 8 o'clock, yeah, News Channel 8.
You're pretty
have
much
you
cooked.
Met Wayne Rooney yet?
I haven't. Robert Burton, my coworker, interviewed him earlier this week. So I'm just scratching my head why I picked DC United, the last place team. I guess it's about money, but
yeah,
I think he could still contribute. They needed to do something, and with the opening of Audi Field, it should be exciting, especially for the fan base, and I know they're excited for that. So,
Jason, do you respect Wayne Rooney because he's not a tall guy?
Yeah, but he's a stud. Wasn't he considered one? He was one of the best players in the world for many years, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a stud.
He's in that category.
I hope we get him in studio. That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
So, have you been over and seen Audi Field?
I haven't yet.
All I've seen are the promotional videos that DC United's put out, and it looks phenomenal.
It does.
Yeah, so I can't wait to do that.
And once it's filled up with the fans, that's the thing. DC United's always had a great fan base.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. I'd be interested where they put, the Barb Rava guys.
You know what? It's funny you bring that up. There's a lot of drama with that group.
Is there?
With the Screaming Eagles have become the main supporter group now, and the Barb Rava people are emailing me. They want me to do a story because they're kind of being pushed out.
How did this happen?
So I was digging into it, and it's tough because we're the DC United partners, so you don't really want to do a negative story on the team. But they're telling me that they were the first supporters of DC United. They marched for the new field and everything. And when they opened up the season tickets for the supporter section, I guess they gave preference to the Screaming Eagles. And they, how it was explained to me is the Screaming Eagles are more the suburb. It's kind of like a socioeconomic thing, the Barra Brava folks might not have as much money. They think it's about money. And
I did have a friend who was Barra Brava. He played on our soccer team. He was kind of felted, so it makes sense.
But they feel like, and I could see their point, they should have opened up the supporter section and made it equal for both all the supporters.
But a lot of that's on the outside. I always felt like a lot of that was on the outside. Now, they would end up sitting together, but, they're
tailgating for the game. But now Barra Brava's not going at all.
Wow.
And I feel like to alienate some diehard DC United fans, it's kind of sad.
So you're not going to do the story.
I want to.
She's doing
I'm
it.
Just not
She's doing
sure.
It right now.
Exactly. Yeah. This is my part. So I'm not sure. I got to look into it.
Someone's got to stick up for those boys.
I agree. I think this is crap.
Yeah.
Drama. Who knew there'd be drama?
So how many games has DC United played so far this summer?
About 15.
How are we doing?
Last place.
You want to look at the bottom of the standings.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I think they've got about three wins. I'm going to put them on three wins.
Oof. That's the thing that's tough. I mean, it's exciting with Audi Field opening, but after that, if they don't start winning and things don't turn around.
I'm surprised. Are you excited for the All-Star game? What are you going to be doing? What kind of coverage are you guys going to have?
Well, first Sunday, I'm doing the Celebrity All-Star Game, so I'm looking forward to interviewing Jamie Foxx. I know John Wall and Josh Norman will be playing in it. And then Monday and Tuesday, I'm not exactly sure what I'll be covering, but I know I'll be there either way. So.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Yeah, just make sure Jamie Foxx doesn't get you with a certain part of his anatomy during the interview.
Okay. So, I mean, cakes.
If you say no to him, he may slap you around.
I'm just are you talking about the movie?
Why am I getting attacked?
You shouldn't be. You know why? It's funny.
Of course it's
funny. And it's in the news.
I mean, I'm not trying to offend Aaron.
Now, that lawsuit
she
was dropped.
She doesn't know the story. I'm sure she doesn't know the story.
The lawsuit was dropped, Cakes.
I know that it was dropped. I'm just
that's because he paid her off.
I'm just giving her sage advice. That's all?
Yeah. I think it's great.
He's a pretty short guy, though, right?
I don't think that matters.
Yeah, I don't think that matters.
Put it this way. He likes,
he's
you,
one of those guys.
You
we call him sneaky.
If you say no.
He's sneaky. Yeah.
If you say no to him, Hawk, he'll slap you around a little bit.
He might.
But not with your hands.
With something else. I know where this is going.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Yeah.
Jesus, I opened up a can of worms there.
Got it all weird in here. Got a professional woman in here.
I know.
Being all weird.
Oh, it's great.
It's always that way with Cakes.
I love it.
She mentioned Jamie Foxx being there. John Wall.
That's Jamie Foxx. He immediately thinks of his dong.
Well, Jamie Foxx is he's a slap hitter in the softball game.
Yeah. Well, that's all alleged.
It got hot in here really quick.
I think Jamie Foxx is staying at the Homewood Suites next week.
You think he is?
Yeah. He is. Booked. 100% booked.
I know. We should have brought Jamie Foxx up.
So, all right. So, we got the you're covering the Audi Field thing. You got the All-Star game. You're going to be doing some of that.
That's on Sunday is the celebrity softball game.
Right.
By the way, John Wall, his opening pitch was one of the worst pitches I've ever seen.
I hope he's not pitching.
There's no way he's
well,
pitching.
Well, that's underhand.
That's probably okay. Well, you can't put him there. He'll
probably bot but too.
I would guess if he's on the field at all, he'll probably be like catcher.
Catcher.
So, funny story. I threw out the first pitch for the Bowie Bay Sox, and I saw John Wall's first pitch, so I texted him. I'm like, hey, do you have any advice for me? And he was like, good luck with that.
How'd you do?
I did okay. Better than John Wall.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, I think anybody
it's
would.
Hard, it's hard to do worse.
The only thing worse is like Mariah Carey's, right?
Or the mayor of Cincinnati.
Mayor of Cincinnati is pretty abysmal.
He's pretty terrible.
Carl Lewis, did he have an awful one?
Carl Lewis, I think, had an awful one. I'm not sure. Did Obama have one or two duds?
Yeah, but not as bad. There was some guy, and you probably saw this video. There was some guy, it was the Reds playing. I can't remember who they're playing, and I don't remember who the guy was throwing out the first pitch, but he threw it over the catcher's head.
Well, I think is that the mayor of Cincinnati that he's talking about?
No, this was recent. This was like a couple days ago. And he hit some guy right in the side of the head.
No!
I remember that!
Did you see that video? Yes. He just pummeled him right in the side of the head.
And Ovi kind of botched it, but they let him throw out a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was there with the Cakes
Stanley. Is so upset because they said something semi-negative.
He was there with
about the cat.
He gets a pass. He brought the Stanley Cup to that park. Of course, that's my guy.
I'm pretty sure he was wasted.
He's
his
my
second
guy.
One wasn't bad.
Yeah. Well, what about the Redskins? We have JP Finley on. We're just 2 weeks away from the the opening of training camp, which is mind-boggling to me.
I can't believe it.
I can't remember a quieter Redskins offseason. Now, largely, I think it's because of what the Caps did, but I don't feel like there's like huge drama.
I agree. I saw Jay Gruden and Ryan Kerrigan out at the golf tournament.
Right.
And I thought the same thing because I went to interview them. I'm like, there's no drama to even ask them about right now. But
is there excitement? Are they feeling confident? Like for Jay, I think this is a big year.
For him, as a coach,
I mean, he's been to the playoffs 1 out of 4 years.
I know.
You got to get your team to the playoffs more than that.
Yep. I agree. I mean, for me, I like that you guys were talking about Josh Doctson earlier because I've never really been sold on him.
Right.
I actually think they should still try to sign Dez. I know it's crazy, but I would love to see Dez Bryant on the Redskins, especially with the on his shoulder. He's not going to cost a lot. With you never know how healthy Jordan Reed's going to be. Chris Thompson's coming off an injury. Why not add another weapon? He wants to be in the NFC East. Like, see if he can contribute, especially in the red zone. I would like
it. Is it because he wants too much money or is it because they don't want to deal with his antics?
I think they don't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
Don't you?
I'm sure
he possibly can't cost a lot if the Ravens are the only one who offered him a deal and he turned it down because he wants to be in the NFC.
But also, they played against him twice. They may see, and the league may have decided that the guy just can't separate anymore.
Yeah. Well, I mean, do we know that Josh Doctson's going to be that good?
No. But you're right. You don't want to deal with his off the field stuff or on the field stuff. I mean, if he's not getting playing time, he starts bitching about that, and he just probably
that he's not getting the ball enough.
It's just the juice unnecessary ain't worth the drama, probably. I do think it's interesting that so many big name guys are out there, though. You know, I mean, wasn't Bashawn? Didn't he have a deal? And then they, with the Panthers.
But
Bashawn Breeland, that is the saddest situation. How mad is he at his life right now?
Do you know what's the latest? Like, has he healed?
I keep Googling it to see what is happening. I check in like once a week. Like, has this guy signed? Seems like nothing. And once in a while, I'll see some positive kind of like tweets from him, but.
What's been kind of the biggest offseason story, though? Has it been Darius Geis? Seems like he's taken off. The fans love him. He's kind of doing all the right things.
He's running for the face of the franchise right now. I mean, he's the man of the people. He just bought his mom the SUV Jaguar earlier this week, surprised her with that. He's been doing a lot in the community here. I think it's great that, you know, we heard all this alleged fight with the Eagles during the draft, and then he fired his agent, got a new one. Seems like maybe he's got better people around him. Whatever might have happened, hopefully it is a fresh start, and this will be positive.
Yeah, I mean, whatever he has done in the past, he's been killing it since he's been here.
Exactly.
I mean, he's been supporting the Caps during their run.
Yeah.
You know, he's inviting fans to go out bowling with him out in Northern Virginia. I mean, at every turn, he's been a model citizen so
far.
What
was the beef with him, like, coming out of the college? What was everyone's knock? Like, against him personality-wise?
I think they just said immature, played video games a lot, kind of lackadaisical.
I agree.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, but at the combine, he claimed the teams were asking him if he was gay and stuff. Yeah, and apparently the teams said nobody asked that. But there was a couple
apparently he got into, like, a fight with the Eagles management when they interviewed him.
Right, and he says that was
false. Everyone denied it after.
Who knows what's true or not? But when that story comes out, even if you didn't do it, you're going to get knocked down a peg or two.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And hopefully the Redskins benefited from that because he fell and they picked him up.
Could be a stud. Could be a stud.
Who'd we have on that was so high on him?
Will Brinson.
Will Brinson, yeah. Did he have
loves him.
He said he was. Did he have him ahead of Saquon or just had him right behind him?
He had him pretty close.
I think he had him right behind him.
There are one or
him.
Two outliers out there that have him actually ahead of Saquon.
Yeah, there was one guy.
Yeah.
What was that guy's name that had?
John Ledyard.
Yeah, Ledyard, yeah.
Right.
So does this mean they're going to run the ball more, though?
We'll see.
Well. All right, Aaron, we should mention this because, look, I think a lot of people, particularly women, they don't really understand the summer dress party. And it's not like we have an agenda at the summer dress party. It's just kind of a hang. I think some women are a little nervous because, to be honest, most of our appearances are mostly dudes.
But that should be the draw. If you're single, like, there's going to be a lot of dudes there.
But isn't that true of anywhere you go?
No.
Is that right?
I don't think so.
Really?
A lot of my single friends are always like, where do I go to meet guys? I'm like, go to the golf course, because that's a good spot, right? Start playing golf. You're going to see a lot of guys there.
Horny guys at a
golf
course every time.
But your party would be right up there on the list.
Right.
It's just all the competition is you and the cart girl.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a single woman, just be the cart girl. No one gets flirted with more than the cart girl.
I'm telling you.
Right? I mean, Valdez, am I telling the truth or what? And believe me, I'm not one that does it, but I see it.
Oh, I see it all the time.
It's incredible. Guys get on the golf course.
It's creepy.
I actually don't really drink when I play golf. Golf's hard enough sober.
Yeah.
So I don't like to drink.
I'm right
but
there
I
with
watch
you.
Guys that are boozing, at the way they holler at the
cart
girl. It's embarrassing. It is embarrassing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you want to find dates, that's. I would say it's the number one spot.
I see. I agree. I tell my girlfriends, like, just start
or
playing
Or be like
golf.
A bartender at a golf course.
But the hilarious thing about the cart girl is, generally speaking, like,
they're 19
I don't want to be
17.
I don't want to be
all young.
If they're underage, then yeah.
But I
get a couple divorced moms out
I had
there.
This
Why not?
Buddy, okay, who was had to be, at the time, he's a couple years older than me, had to be, let's say, 42, 43, 44. He's in that range. Cart girls 18-21.
Right.
And he's not money. He's got gray hair all over the place. And I couldn't believe what he was doing.
Hey, maybe she's like Catherine McPhee.
He thought like every three or four
she's
holes,
the oldsters.
She was making a special trip to see him.
Some chicks are into the oldsters, JP.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, you got some freaks out
there. Yeah, like Trav's wife.
Right.
Well played.
That was low hanging fruit, Trav. Sorry. I apologize.
the summer dress party, you think it's... It's not a threatening atmosphere.
Not at all.
Someone accused us of it being a sexist event.
Really?
Yeah. Don't you think that's
silly? Oh, because of the dresses?
I mean, whatever.
Here's the thing. Even if you don't own a sundress, go have fun. It's casual.
Right.
I was intimidated the first time because I didn't know you guys.
Right.
And I was a little bit nervous a couple years ago. And
then once you saw
I got
how pathetic
there,
we were. Look,
and I saw Danny Ruye dancing to Michael Jackson.
We're not
everyone's guard was down.
We're
it
nice.
Was fun.
We're not creepy, despite the whole Jamie Foxx joke. We can move past that. We're nice guys. We're welcoming dudes.
I remember last year. I thought a bunch of girls were there last year.
Yeah, there was
I
a good
would
turnout
say it
yesterday.
Was maybe 60-40, or is that generous?
No, I think that's probably generous.
And that's a huge
win. Close enough.
Huge W.
I thought I brought at least six women there.
Yeah, you
did your part, which we appreciate.
Maybe you just do this Audi Field thing pretty quickly.
Well, I was hoping I could go and then leave after the 5 o'clock.
Right.
They're like, yeah, we're going to need you live at 11, too.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I thought, oh, this is going to be impossible.
That's a long day.
We have actually had news personalities come to our event, booze, and then go back to work. I'm not going to name names. It's definitely happened.
We don't recommend that, but look, they're
what
grown
do you mean
adults.
We don't recommend it. We do what you got to do. Definitely have had news personalities come to the event knowing and have a couple cocktails,
that they have to
knowing
anchor.
That they have to be on the air at 11.
Yes.
All right, Aaron, before 100%. We let you go, let us know if you have any big guests coming up on Sports Talk.
Okay.
On News Channel 8.
I do.
What
AWOD.
Do you got?
I'm taking a chance on AWOD. July 24th.
Bombshell.
He's making his first appearance. I thought, hey, why not? Let's give the guy a shot.
I'm so ready.
Is this a mistake?
My God.
What do you think?
I don't know, and I could be in trouble if this goes all bad, but
I'm endorsing it. So are you going to introduce him as Adam Epstein or as AWOD?
What do you guys think? I haven't thought about it.
It's got to be AWOD.
I think AWOD.
I wrote AWOD on the whiteboard when I scheduled in for the date, and I'm sure my executive producer is like, what is AWOD?
Yeah. I think he's got to go by, let's just completely humiliate him, AWOD.
I mean, I'm ready to impress all the network producers out there.
So are you going to be Adam Epstein, or is this going to be a whole bit for the half hour? What am
He's
I going to get when you
he
show up?
He doesn't have
his
any
whole
talent.
Life is a bit.
Yeah, his life is just a
it's
joke.
It's an accidental bit.
He's not like Sacha Baron Cohen or anything. I mean, the guy's got no bit. He's just
himself,
a loser.
And it's just a bit.
Yeah.
My bit is that I'm a huge DC sports fan, and I'll talk Wiz and Redskins and...
Yeah, do we know what
so
the topic's going to
be? So it's
going to
be more fanboyish.
I think it's going to be fanboyish.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know what happened to him the last time he brought a girl back to his place?
No.
Oh, this
JP,
is getting embarrassing again.
No, but are you embarrassing
me? Because you get a female's perspective. He
I
says,
thought the Jamie Foxx part was awkward. Now I'm buckling in for this.
Get a female perspective.
Now I'm scared.
He said but she likes this. She likes talking about this.
He said that the woman was into him. They were flirting. Brought her back to his place.
They're boozing.
She walked in and she said the place was too dirty to...
Right.
Be there.
Otherwise, she said, he claims, she said that if your house wasn't so dirty, I would have banged you.
Yeah,
do you buy that? Do you buy that?
No.
It could have been an excuse.
Why didn't she just say, come back to my place?
Yeah, exactly. She could have done something else.
I can't do it here. Let's go get a hotel.
Or overlooked it the one time, and if she was really into him, maybe brought it up. Like, hey, you might want to clean up a little bit.
If you want killer ratings, you get the lie detector going during Sports Talk that day.
Oh, we should do the lie detector.
We've done that.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
You guys have one I can borrow?
No, it's a whole thing.
We have access. We have access.
We have a guy.
How many has he taken so far? Two?
Two, yeah.
And he's failed both, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, right. Then we're preparing. You know what we do is we constantly.
So put it
this
way: whatever he says to you on the show, it will be 100%.
But here's the thing: is
we
he lying because that's his personality, or is it a bit?
No, it's his personality. He's stupid.
He's compulsive liar.
Yeah, he's 100%.
He lies all the time.
He can't help himself.
That part is not a bit.
All right, he's booked for what day is this?
July 24th.
July 24th,
9 p.m. on
News
Channel 8.
Oh, that's like right before training camp. Mm-hmm. So you guys are going to probably
be
taking Redskins calls.
It'll be Redskin centric.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm so ready. It's going to be so good. I mean, the ratings are going to be bonanza.
Just because
the ratings are going to be a bonanza.
Yeah, yeah. Ratings going to be bonanza.
So spell bonanza. So
yeah, spell bonanza for Aaron.
Banana with a Z, Z A. B A N A.
How do we go from bonanza to banana?
Nice job. Yeah, yeah. Nice
Have
job.
You ever had sexual thoughts about Drab?
No.
He actually passed,
he
that,
passed
one.
That one.
He
Somehow.
Actually did pass that one.
Oh, that's awkward.
Where's the one he failed? Which is the big one that he failed? The Don Tito question?
No, that has he slept with more than 10 women?
Oh.
He said yes.
Right. Right.
Busted.
Right.
Busted. Have you ever slept with a woman after Impossible. Taking her home from Don Tito's?
Yes.
But did he pass that one,
yeah,
too?
I think he did pass
he did
that
pass
one.
That one?
I'm scrambling.
All right, hold on. Valdez trying to get
I can't believe it. We still run those clips.
It was so great. We got to bring him in for another. Every time he says anything, we just document it, and then we go back eventually, and we put him on the lie detector and bust all his lies. Look at Valdez trying to work his magic with an archaic computer. Is
Sorry.
It not going to work?
Yeah.
I thought we got new computers. The new big guy said we get new computers.
No, it actually broke. It actually broke 2 weeks ago, and this is the hoopty replacement so far.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The hoopty replacement.
So the old hoop that we were complaining about just died, and then they gave us another hoop to replace it.
It's a loner.
Right.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Right.
What about the new sillies?
On its way, I think.
They are on its way. All right.
Big
well,
time.
Listen, Aaron, thank you for coming
Thanks
in. You
for
are
having
a great
me.
Sport, as always. Jeez. She is a previous multiple-time appearance woman at our sundress parties, but she can't make it.
Attendee.
We're so professional. That's how we got number one ratings.
She can't make it this time.
People love stupid.
Right.
We are the show for that.
Appearance woman.
I couldn't think of the word attendee.
Appearance woman.
She appeared.
Oh, jeez.
All right, that's Aaron Hawksworth.
But maybe she'll sneak out in between, because
yeah,
we've had
make
people
it
do
happen.
That.
Just
yeah,
leave
happen.
The DC United game.
Yes! Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, bring
it's
Wayne
soccer.
With you.
It's
bring
Wayne.
It might end in a nil-nil draw
exactly.
anyway.
Exactly. All right, that's Aaron
Thanks
Hawksworth.
For me.
We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
By the way, I was just telling Grant that his Brandon Kinsler story, I don't know if you heard it, it was brilliant. It was an accident, but he texts back and forth with Brandon Kinsler.
Mm-hmm.
I
heard
he
it
sent
yesterday.
An embarrassing text, which was intended to go to his wife.
Wow.
And it went to Brandon Kinsler. It was about his dog. It was innocent, but it was phrased.
So it was nothing sexual.
It was phrased in a way where I don't remember the exact phrasing.
Definite sexual innuendo. If I remember correctly, he sent a text meant for his wife to Kinsler that said something along the lines of, hey, I'm going to get home from work early today so I can play with my little girl. Now, you hear that. You think,
I get you.
He's thinking about talking about his wife. He was actually talking about
his dog.
I think French bulldog puppy.
All right, what was Kinsler's response?
I'm sure he slapped his knee 100 times.
He talked
said,
about the air.
I think
there were some hashtags which they couldn't say on the air.
Gotcha.
So maybe you can find that out behind the scenes.
Hey, but it happens.
Very funny story. And congrats to them. They had great rating success.
Yep.
Need to thank our listeners again.
Exactly.
We hit number one for the second time. There's still no party at Lurch's house, which he said that would happen if we ever hit number one, which we never truly expected because there's a news station
number
in town
one.
That I always say my dad listened to it on the way to work. It's been number
hate
one
that
forever
news station.
In the mornings.
Taking so much money out of our pockets over the years. It gets me so rich.
But we hit number one. Thank you to our listeners and all the listeners that listen to Grant Danny, Chad Dukes. I saw the nighttime ratings were great.
And we killed it.
Station's kicking butt.
It's a good run.
Yep. It is a good run. Let's keep it up.
Let's stay there.
For his PD bonus.
Of course he is. You think he doesn't like bonuses
Everybody
as much
size.
As the next guy?
Of course he does. I remember,
Loves
didn't
it.
He get whored out of a bonus by 0.1 one time. Ooh. CK, if you're listening, you can run in here. I just remember him saying how salty he was. It was 0.1.
Well, we'd be salty, too, if that same scenario happened to us.
Not too happy. Thank you very much, because that means a few extra chips will be shipped our way, which I'll be immediately shipping to NYU.
Everybody needs extra chips.
Everyone's going to have their kids go to college, and everyone's going to be shipping chips. It is what it is. Or you just make them get college loans. Yeah, screw them. What do you care?
Could do that.
Yeah. Be selfish.
Right. You don't have to pay them.
I'll do a couple other stories here. There was just a lot going on. I don't care if you play the EP music or not. The Papa John's guy. I don't know what this dude is. How did this guy, like, he's been basically in the public eye for 20 plus years, and it's all come crashing down in the last, like, year or two.
Because he's an idiot.
He is a complete buffoon. Now, the latest incident is, I guess he was on a conference call, and he just casually used the N-word. Then he threw Colonel Sanders under the bus.
He murdered Colonel Sanders.
Explain
too?
That.
I think he was saying that Colonel Sanders used the word, but he said
Colonel
the
Sanders.
Word, you got to say N-word at this
especially
point.
Especially with a conference call with, like, I don't know, the media.
Even
or
if you're quoting somebody else.
Right. It was a conference call between Papa John's executives and a marketing agency, and they're trying to clean up his image, and he's using the N-word on the conference call.
This guy is a complete buffoon.
Who outed him?
He forgot to put it on mute. Don't you remember? When every time we do a conference call with an ad agency, you put it on mute.
This is all legend.
Unless they address you personally, you just put it on mute.
And you never ask questions. Never.
No.
Much like you're supposed to or not supposed to ask questions. At corporate meetings.
By the way, the worst.
Wink, wink.
The worst is playing with someone on a golf course who's on a conference call. That is the worst.
Oh, it's the worst.
And it happens all the time.
People are doing business.
Yeah, they're always on conference calls, and they're under a tree when it's their shot. I mean, it's.
And you're playing the Eagles in the background on your Bluetooth.
Right. They're 200 yards away.
You can't talk to them about anything.
By the way, what was the first incident with Papa John's? I forgot. Just the national anthem deal?
He blamed the national anthem protest and that problem for slowing sales at Papa John's.
The sales are going to slow down even more after this.
I think they've kicked him off the board. I guess he was a big donor at University of Louisville.
Yeah.
They've now had to trash him. And they don't want to.
Oh, they want the money.
They want the money. Well,
What did John Witherspoon always say? Got to get that money.
Isn't Papa John's on the name of the stadium? That's got to come down.
Finish.
At Louisville.
Finish.
Got to come down. You can't have that.
The guy is just a buffoon. Apparently, he even relayed a story. He said growing up in Indiana, people used to drag African-Americans from trucks until they died. And I guess he was...
There wasn't great context in the story. It seemed like it came out of nowhere.
He said he intended the remarks to convey his... I don't even know how to say that word, Cakes. How do you say that word?
Antipathy?
Antipathy. So that means racism.
It's antipathy. Yeah. Antipathy.
Antipathy to racism. Yeah. Racism. So does that mean, what does that mean? Your antipathy to racism. Does that mean his
aversion to it?
Is that it means he's just so used to it?
Not sure what antipathy means. I'm just going to be honest.
Aversion.
Yeah, like
aversion to it.
Take it from the context.
Antipathy.
Right.
On the show.
Right.
So, not sympathy.
It's a voluntary or involuntary dislike for something or somebody.
Thank you. That's exactly
what
I said. The opposite
of sympathy.
And then I guess to further his point, he said Colonel Sanders used to call blacks the N-word all the time, and he actually used the N-word, and people are just mortified left and right by these comments. So, you know, race is always a difficult thing because you know.
Did someone release the audio, or did they just tell the media that he said it?
Just a report.
Now I can't stop thinking about food. Haven't been to KFC in a long, long time. Not that many.
Didn't they used to have a KFC Taco Bell in Olney?
Yeah. You know what happened to it? Caught fire. And then they said.
That's probably the last time you were there.
They said, we're not rebuilding this. It's now a TD Bank.
Gotcha.
They've got a lot more chips.
I am hungry too.
By the way, your Five Guys have survived. Remember your theory that when they put the Chipotle in Olney, Five Guys would go down?
And it's now sandwiched in between a Chick-fil-A and a Chipotle. And somehow it's still there. Still doing well.
Chick-fil-A killing it. Chick-fil-A killing it so much. Scott Pruitt was trying to get a franchise for his wife. Did you see that?
Did not.
The former EPA head.
Oh, yeah.
What's that cost you?
Well, that he's got to be we talk about millions. Us being squeakers. That guy is the ultimate squeaker.
It's working angles.
If we brought him into squeaker court, guilty.
Is that the
all
guy who's spending $50 a month on the hotel or yeah. The condo?
Yeah, $50 a month. He was having like staffers put outlandish charges on their credit cards, and then he was stiffing them and not paying them back.
It's like the worst guy.
Can you imagine that happening?
That's unbelievable. No. Tim Tebow's in the news. Of course, he made the All-Star team. I think he went 1-for-4.
Had a double.
Yeah. Had a double. And now they're saying he may be dating the 2017, you think he gets good skins, Miss Universe.
No, but he's a virgin, remember?
Oh, I don't hear him claiming that anymore.
No, I haven't heard that in quite a while. By the way, getting back to Pruitt for a second, when you first brought it up, I thought you were talking about Jeremy Pruitt, the head coach of the Vols. And then I had to backtrack and realize you're talking about the donk who used to run the EPA.
Scott Pruitt.
Scott Pruitt.
When did you put that all together?
About 12 seconds ago.
Hmm.
I finally figured it out.
LeBron James, we talked about him earlier when we had, is it Rick Haro, the business guy?
Yeah, that's your boy.
He apparently is selling a movie to Paramount and is in talks for a starring role. He apparently developed the flick with his production company.
Of course.
And I don't know. He's got several movies.
What's the plot of the movie? Do we have any details?
I know it's supposed to be a comedy.
He was pretty good in Trainwreck with Bill Hader and Amy Schumer.
He's already got.
Can't imagine he's going to do a drama.
Maybe it's a comedy of his teams having a chance to win against Golden State.
Now he played himself in that movie. Wasn't really acting.
They say he's already got a House Party reboot in the works. Does that mean legitimately, like House Party 5 or whatever, he's
probably
doing that?
Yes. Probably.
And then they say he's also working on the new Space Jam movie.
Of course. Right. That's why he took the Lakers off.
By the way, the Sacha Baron Cohen show debuts on Sunday, and I definitely look forward to it because there's so many people, Rick, about it.
Yeah.
So many people are upset that he dressed up as a disabled veteran, apparently. He's got,
dicey. You've got to admit that's dicey.
He ripped Sarah Palin.
He's got Dick Cheney signing a waterboarding kit.
That's a funny bit.
It's going to be good.
Dressing up as the vet, that's borderline. But having Dick Cheney sign the waterboarding, that's funny.
I mean, I loved all his Ollie G bits.
Cakes is funny bone.
JP, you can go see Skyscraper this week.
Yeah, I won't. That's a Cakes movie.
No, I'm not a big rock guy. I don't just go see.
I saw it was
the rock movies just because he's in them.
I saw
Rampage.
The
no chance.
New York Post crushed it.
Oh, I mean,
it's a bad version of Die Hard, is what it is.
Are you surprised?
That's what it looks like.
Are you surprised? BDK took his vacation on the week that The Rock has his biggest stinker ever.
But I'm sure he'll call in.
If he gives Skyscraper like an equal rating to Sicario 2. I'm going to kill him.
What did Sicario 2 get?
He gave him 3.5, and he's so far off from that. They should actually fire him from Fox.
By the way, you know what he's going to say?
It was that good.
He's going to say the plot.
Oh, so much better than 3.5.
He's going to say the plot has flaws, but The Rock gives a great performance.
And he's going to give it a 3.5.
And he's going to say it's a turn your brain off.
It's so bad. He's going to give it like a 2.5.
It's one of those movies you have to see in theater with all the action.
All I'm saying is if he gives it a 3.5, okay, which would be equal to the Sicario 2, I'll never have him on the show again. He's fired.
Well, it's actually gotten Rotten Tomatoes.
It's almost fresh.
It's gotten 38 fresh, 31 rotten. It's gotten more fresh than rotten.
By the way, we should have had booked.
That's a perfect 3 to 3.5.
I thought we were going to have Rex Reed on the show this week, the movie critic.
Right.
The week of Rex.
He can fill in.
Here's the critic's consensus. Well cast yet derivative, Skyscraper isn't exactly a towering action thriller feature, but it's solidly constructed enough to stand among the genre's more mildly diverting features. Whatever that means.
That's
the critic's consensus.
No, they just call it derivative. It's Die Hard. Like you said, it's a poor man's Die Hard.
It's got more positive than negative.
Slightly.
The Post says it gave it a fresh and says it's dumb summer fun.
So Kevin's going to give that 3.5, or at least 3.
Yeah. He'll give it a 3. He'll give it at least 3.
It gets a bump because The Rock is in it.
As Valdez said, have to see it in the movie theaters
for
the effects.
I dare you to bully him when we have him on and tell him if he gives it 3.5, he'll never appear on the show again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is he coming on tomorrow?
No, he's on a cruise.
Oh,
he's on a cruise.
Hey, he's probably out in the middle of the Mediterranean.
Every time I see him on social media, he's in a t-shirt jumping in water somewhere.
He's on a Tom.
Yeah. What will he do?
Where I'll never be.
Well, will he post the rating somewhere? Was he just going to wait a week? It'll be a week old. Will he post it?
I don't know.
Text him.
I've never seen any more desperate for a Kevin movie review.
Well, no, because he wants him banned.
I don't care. I just don't. If he gives it a 3.5, he's fired.
Yeah. All right. Phone number is 800-636-1067. When we come back, going to give you a chance to win some prizes. We have family four packs of tickets to see the Geico All-Star Fan Fest. We have tickets to Queen Latifah and Common and to the Nova Hokie football kickoff dinner. So we'll do that next at 800-636-1067.
Very important information. Cakes Driving Valdez. Cakes and Fun and Funner Volume 2 will be out tonight at Proper 21, 6 till 8 p.m. It's an appearance. It's one junkie and two producers. It's very rare. It's like spotting a unicorn, so you definitely don't want to miss it. We want to see you tonight from 6 till 8 p.m. Big baseball-related giveaways tonight. That's
very
all
cool.
I can tell
you do the math on that.
Yes, you do the math.
And reminder, that's the warm-up, because Saturday, our summer dress party brought to you by Corona, kicks off at 4 p.m. Corona is what summer wants. Enjoy and relax responsibly. Get all the details online now at thefandc.com/summer. All right, just came up with a new game. Buy the numbers.
Very good. I like it already.
Buy the numbers. You either buy it or you don't buy it.
So it's kind of like box score breakdown, but you just change the name.
Play on words.
Kind of. It. Kind of. Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Buy the numbers.
Right. Got it. Number.
I like it.
Who's our first contestant?
All right, let's go to Tim in D.C. Hey, Tim, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, buddy.
Tim, we're playing buy the numbers. Either buy what I'm selling you or you don't.
Or
Tiger Woods, comeback year. Right now, he's currently ranked on the PGA Tour 69th. You buying the numbers or am I making it up?
I agree.
He's buying?
He's 69th, what I saw on the PGA Tour. Congratulations. We'll hook you up with the family four-pack of tickets to the Geico All-Star Fan Fest coming to the Walter E. Washington Convention Center July 13th through the 17th. Tickets for each day are still available. Get the details at thefandc.com/contest.
69th in what?
On the PGA Tour.
On the FedEx Cup.
World ranking.
World ranking? Oh, okay.
The top 70.
No, I don't think that's world ranking. That's FedEx Cup ranking.
Whatever.
That's different, yeah. All right, let's go to Jeff in Herndon. Jeff, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how we doing, guys?
Hey.
What's up?
Jeff, by the numbers, Tim Tebow, who just appeared in the AA All-Star game, has 10 home runs at the break.
I'm buying it.
Only has 5. Is hitting respectable 270, but just 5.
He's all right. Selling. Sorry, he's Jeff. Not buying. He's not a buyer. He's a seller.
Let's go to Nate in Fredericksburg. Nate, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, John?
What's up, Nate?
Phil Hellmuth is known for winning the first World Series of Poker, I believe.
No.
He didn't win the first?
No.
The first bracelet?
Phil Hellmuth.
I thought he won the first one.
You think the one he just won?
No,
is the most...
I didn't say the one he just won.
You think
won.
He won the first ever World Series of Poker? Incorrect.
No, I think he's saying
he
won the first.
Some first bracelet?
Are you saying is it the first bracelet in this year?
Anyway, that's just context. You're saying my context is wrong. No.
Oh, okay.
No. Start over. Buy it or sell it.
He's won a million.
Start over.
Buy it or sell it. He just won his 15th World Series of Poker bracelet.
That's better.
Not buying.
You should have bought it because he won his 15th. What is he most known for?
I can dodge bullets, baby.
Did he win the first main event?
No, he may have been the youngest ever to win it at that point.
He was very young.
When he won it, he was the youngest ever to win it, known for being like a poker brat.
Yeah. For bitching and moaning
at the
tables.
He's known for berating players for us.
Their poor play.
Right. Meanwhile, all of the nerds think he's a terrible player, but he's got 15 bracelets, and they don't.
He just won a $5,000 buy-in. He got bounced out of the main event where he was dressed up as Thor.
Yep. Right. Well, he clearly did that because he lost a bet to somebody. He's not. I don't think he's.
No. He does those things. Like
he just does it just for
to get
80s?
On ESPN.
He wants 80s.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
makes sense.
He always has like a grand entrance.
He wants the attention. Dollars.
He always has a grand entrance.
Okay, that makes sense.
All right,
I get it.
Do we have more prizes?
Yes.
All right, let's go. Speaking of poker, by the way, we should give a shout out to Yasir El Keledar. I assume that's his name. That's his Twitter handle.
Mm-hmm.
Who follows me on Twitter? And who listens to the show. I'm sure he follows Cakes and everybody else
here. Local guy?
Local guy. he took down 155,000 in one of the World Series of Poker events.
Props.
I believe yesterday, wearing a Caps jersey in Vegas.
Huge score. Props to him, man. He wasn't even going to play the event. One of his buddies, like 90 minutes before the event started, said, "Hey, there's another limit hold'em event. Do you want to get into it before you go back home?" He's like, all right.
How much was the buy-in?
I think it was $3,000. $3,000?
$3,000. Nice.
Walks home with $155,000 in his pocket.
So somebody tweeted, "Hey, give a shout out to Yasir for winning, $155,000. He was wearing a Caps jersey," and then he retweeted, "Yeah, thanks. I listen or watch the Junkies a lot, so that would be super cool."
Awesome. Good
so
for him.
Congrats
man.
To him.
That's an
awesome.
Amazing takedown by him.
It's awesome when local guys do great out there.
Especially
if they're
listeners of the program.
Certainly,
we always love that. All right, let's go to David in Gaithersburg. David, what's up?
Yeah, I'm here, guys. Good show.
Thanks,
buddy. Buy the numbers. Do you buy what I'm selling or not? Bryce Harper is batting .213 this season.
Yeah, that's correct.
That is.
Nobody wants to say buy. I buy it. Nobody wants to do that. Buy it.
I'm buying. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's okay. You've won a pair of tickets to the second annual Nova Hokie Club football kickoff dinner July 19th at the Waterford Fair Oaks. Catch special guest head coach Justin Fuente, John Lazor, and Mike Burnup July 19th at the Waterford Fair Oaks. Tickets on sale now. It's presented by ProTask.
ProTask.
All right, one more?
Yeah, we can do one more.
All right,
we have time. It's going to be tight.
Let's go to James in Herndon. Hey, James, what's up, buddy?
All right, be quick.
What's up, Chuck?
Hey, James, I'll stick with the Washington Nationals. Buy it or sell it. Are you buying Juan Soto with 9 home runs already in just 47 games?
I am not buying that.
You should have bought it. Should have bought. You should have said buy. But you didn't.
Sorry.
You said sell.
What happened? No, Bruce?
Not today.
Bruce didn't
have time. Or you just hung up
on him.
But didn't have time.
We'll move him to tomorrow.
Okay. How about Saturday?
All right. Once again, thanks to the listeners.
You can take BDK segment.
Thanks to the listeners. We hit number one once again. Much appreciated. For Bish, Cake, CB, I'm JP.
You see everybody.
Next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.